You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
My name is Ali Casaza, and I am here to normalize moms living their dream lives and helping them create it too. I'm a mom of four, a number one best-selling author, a self-made multi-seven-figure entrepreneur, and the curator of transformational online spaces for moms. I am all about helping you design a life and a motherhood of enjoyment, pleasure, and ease. All words that are so rarely associated with being a mom. That changes now. Welcome to The Shift, babe. This is The Purpose Show. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Hello, my amazing tribe of women. It is officially time for a huge, massive announcement. We have been building to this and it's time. So over the past 7-8 years, it has been an absolute privilege and passion of mine to serve and empower women like you through Ali Casaza, the brand, and all of my courses that have been housed underneath that brand. You guys have this determination and thirst for growth that has always inspired me to continuously expand my own knowledge and to pour that into my offerings in this business. Together, we have achieved so many incredible milestones. We have created 20 transformative courses. We have done work with over 100 private clients and guiding you and more than 35,000 students on their personal growth journeys. It's so amazing what has happened in these past years. But honestly, I believe there is so much more that we can do together. What has been built is just not big enough to hold where I believe we're headed. Your desires, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, they are at the heart of every single thing I do. It fuels my own. And that is why I have been taking the time to declutter my business the way I teach you guys to declutter your homes and just create space for a fresh approach that truly nurtures and elevates our growth, our learning, and our communication and our community in a way that the old model just cannot. I know that you are ready to keep going, ready to receive support so that you can elevate in your life. And I am now officially prepared to deliver that for you. And I am so freaking excited. I have been like stuck on what's next for the past 18 months or so. And it has been rough. Oh my God. Like I've just been really in this and trying to figure out, trying to be open for the download of like what to do next, because just I want to give you an experience that goes beyond all the limitations of the traditional course online program model. And what I've figured out is transformation is just, it's simply not like a one size fits all journey. It's raw, it's imperfect, it's pretty chaotic, and it's always evolving. And that's what this new platform that I'm about to tell you about is all about. It is about embracing this evolution, always becoming her, always becoming, you know, truly the highest version of ourselves and creating space where we can all do that together and always be growing and adding new things in a way that the course model just didn't let me. I have this relentless pursuit in me, this relentless pursuit of happiness and excellence that has led me to seek out all kinds of learnings and certifications, to devour books and immerse myself in all kinds of different programs to learn and grow, all to make sure that my coaching skills are honed to perfection for you. I want you to know how much I love you all and how committed I am to staying at the forefront of my coaching expertise. I want to provide you with the absolute best guidance on your journeys. So, this is me inviting you into the next level of doing life together. I am here to be your guide, your confidant, and the catalyst for your personal metamorphosis. This new space I've created is a sanctuary for those of you who refuse to settle, refuse to stay stuck or stagnant, who desire to grow, who desire positive changes that don't feel overwhelming to take on, and most of all, who want freeing personal transformation. This is a space where all of that can happen, and it can happen with ease and with enjoyment. So, I know you're ready. I know you're ready to break free from the confines of your past and what you've been through and who you've been, to step into your power, to embrace this journey of self-discovery that we've been on together like never before. And that's who I'm here for. This new era of transformative coaching is all about you, your dreams, your goals, and your fulfillment. So let's do this journey together. Introducing the Becoming Her Collective. Welcome to a place where your desires are honored, you have space to know, love, and accept yourself, and where you have the support and tools from me to practically create the life you truly want and have always deserved. I am so thrilled to be by your side in this. This is huge. This is a huge shift. My love, this exists purely for your growth, for your empowerment, and the amazing person that you are and are becoming. This is the shift, my friend. Go get all the details and soak it up. AliCasaza.com/collective. You get to choose your own pricing, and whatever you choose, you get grandfathered in at. So this is going, you guys know me, I am always evolving, always growing, always adding, and I always increase pricing to make sure there is a positive energy exchange and an equal energy exchange between what I am delivering and people who are coming on board and wanting to be a part of receiving that from me. So the price is always going to be increasing accordingly. Get in now, be a part of this with me at the ground level. This is huge. We are going to grow this thing so big and so beautiful. Come join now. Snag whatever price feels good to you and get grandfathered into that. Be a part of this from the very beginning. I love you guys so much. I am so freaking excited and so thankful for every single one of you who are taking me up on this, getting in, joining me, and building this new castle in this big empire, this movement that I want to create with you that empowers and supports women in every area of their lives. This has gone so much further than decluttering. It's so incredible. AliCasaza.com/collective. Hi, beauties. Welcome to another episode of The Purpose Show. So stoked to be here with you today. I want to just get right into this because I got some solid points I want to make and I want to open up this conversation. Quickly, I am working on just creating more of a dialogue in my company versus just a monologue. And this is one of the biggest reasons that I actually started the Becoming Her Collective, which is my brand new membership. If you don't know already, it's so popping over there. So good, so fun. Go to my website, go to show notes, wherever, check it out. And come join us. It's AliCasaza.com/collective. But one of the biggest reasons that I wanted to start the collective is because I was so done with the course business model for many reasons, but one of the bigger ones being that it is just such a monologue style of business. It's literally me sitting in my studio or in my office and talking at you and teaching you something that I have learned or been certified in or gone through or whatever, teaching you my method. And it's just very little engagement, very little interaction, very little input. And I really want my business to start to feel more like a community. There were separate like Facebook groups, which I really dislike Facebook, and I've been dying to get away from there for years. So that's another big reason for the collective. It's not on Facebook. There's no social media involved. It's its own separate platform, which I'm incredibly happy about and proud of. But we used to have all these separate Facebook groups like that were just segmenting everybody based on what they had purchased. And in the collective, it is more like everybody is together. Everyone, there's the lifestyle side and the business side, but the business side is also getting the lifestyle side. So it's not like, oh, you're life and I'm business. It's we are all talking about lifestyle. But if you are also an entrepreneur, then you might also be on the business side. So everyone is together. Everybody's joining in the same conversations. There's no like segmented groups based on who bought what. We are all working on our lives and improving ourselves and becoming her, whoever her is for ourselves, whoever she is for each of us, at the same time. And there's so much power in that. And so I've been really thinking about how I can bring that same dialogue energy to the podcast. And at first I kind of wrote it off like, well, it's a podcast. It's literally me sitting at a microphone. Like there is no dialogue unless I have a guest. And even then it's not a dialogue with my community. It's a dialogue with a specific person. But I kind of like, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, well, no, I can put out an invitation to my listeners and invite them into dialoguing with me. Maybe we're not sitting in the same room at the same time, you know, talking about this live, but we can still dialogue. I can still invite you to talk to me on social media, talk to me, send me a DM, comment on, you know, I always post like a video or a reel or a photo or something on my Instagram feed that coincides with each episode. When you see that, like when you listen to this episode, go and find that post and tell me what aha moments you had, what takeaways like are really just going to stay with you, what you really appreciated and needed. If there's questions, if you want me to go deeper, if you feel like you have an idea for a second part of an episode, like please talk to me. I am extending my hand and opening up an invitation to all of you listening to have a dialogue with me as we podcast and we bring these topics, we bring these guests. I sit and I just open up my heart and share so vulnerably with you all. Join in with me. I want to hear from you. My favorite episodes are the ones that come from the audience, that come from you guys. So I just wanted to say that's something that I've been really thinking through. That's an intention that I've recently set for the Purpose Show. And I really want you to join me. Share on social, help me grow this. Let's make this a team effort. Like we're in this together. I've been podcasting here specifically on this show for 5 years. And I just want it to get bigger and better and deeper. And I think one of the best ways we can do that is by making it more inclusive, which I'm always working toward, and making it more of a community, of a dialogue, of an open conversation where we're asking questions and diving deep and looking at different aspects of ourselves and on this self-growth journey together. So I really want the podcast to be kind of like a surface scrape of what we're doing in the Becoming Her Collective. And I want that to be a dialogue as well. So having said that, let's dive in. Today, I want to talk about something that got sparked in me by actually listening to a different podcast. I was listening to these two women have a conversation on a podcast episode yesterday when I was at the gym. And they were talking about like the person that was doing the interview, that was interviewing the other woman, she asked her about, you know, working with her spouse. The guest works with her husband in their company. And she was asking her about that and how it works and what she likes about it and what's hard about it. And this guest, it was such a good conversation. There was a lot of good takeaways. And one of the things that this guest shared was she said that her husband keeps her on track a lot of the time. And she just shared that there's a lot of times where she just like isn't really feeling like creating content. Like it's just not coming out of her and she's just feeling a little stuck or feeling tired. She said she feels like sometimes she really needs to rest. She really just needs to like not be creating, not, she said outputting, which I love that she said that word because that is exactly what it is. You're putting out of yourself when sometimes like she really feels like she needs to be
in pudding. But she was like, in pudding isn't really going to make money and grow my business like outputting does. Like, I need to be creating content all the time, every single day. So she's like, I like working with my husband because he keeps me on track. So if I'm ever like kind of feeling lazy, is how she put it, I'm not feeling like putting, you know, doing output, then he'll tell me like, no, you need to like go do it right now. Like, I'm going to keep you accountable. And she's like, I'm super grateful that, you know, he's like that with me. And this, like, I had to pause it and like download all these thoughts. And I was just like, I opened my phone note while I was on the treadmill and was like just writing a bunch of thoughts and feelings down. And then I went back and listened to the rest of the episode, which again, while it was a good conversation, it only like cemented what I want to share here today. Here is where I'm at. And this has opened up this in my own mind for me to have this different conversation here with you all. There is this idea that is absolutely patriarchal and perpetuated by society that to get ahead, to win, to make money, to be successful, to be a successful business owner, to, you know, to bring in more revenue, to reach people, to meet your goals, whether that's personal or financial or business, like whatever, you have to be you have to be in output mode, right? I almost said it'd be putting out. That is not the kind of message that I want to talk about today, although there is an aspect of that that's out there, especially in the corporate world. Anyway, there's this idea that you have to be constantly in output mode. So let's talk about output mode versus input mode. Output mode is when you are quite literally outputting. You are pouring out of yourself. This is like creating content, taking care of the kids, listening in to a friend who's really going through it, being there for your spouse or your partner. You're pouring out. You are giving something of yourself versus receiving. The output mode is masculine energy. Now, this is not about gender or penises versus vaginas at all. It is just energy. All people have both masculine and feminine energy and can tap in to both at any point. And the healthiest people, the healthiest souls, have a good balance between masculine and feminine, okay? Energetically. So output is like anything you're giving out, you're pouring energy out of yourself, and that is masculine energy. Input mode is when you are receiving, you are pouring in to yourself, you are receiving rest, receiving like replenishment. This is when you are like eating a nourishing meal in the sunshine, not on your phone, because the phone is output. So like sitting outside and just, have you guys, when was the last time you had like an actually mindful meal? Like actually sat and just tasted each bite, didn't freaking inhale it. Maybe you sat in your living room in peace or watched the baby play on the carpet while you, you know, tried to eat as many bites as you can in a row without having to intervene with the baby. Like I said, go outside and be in the sun when you eat. It's such a beautiful, simple practice. Input mode is, you know, I think like listening to a podcast that's just refocusing you. It's giving something to you. It's adding value to your life. This is input mode. This is the feminine side of energy, okay? And there's this idea, like I mentioned, that is patriarchal and perpetuated constantly by our culture and our society, that in order to get ahead and win, you have to always be in the masculine. And for both men and women, this is not true. In terms of gender, like if what gender you identify with, this is not true for either men or women. But I want to specifically speak to those of us who identify as women, that this is especially not true for us. Being in the feminine is going to get you ahead. It's just not going to get you ahead in traditional ways. Being feminine, like this woman talking about how she sometimes just feels tired and doesn't want to be in, you know, outputting. She needs input, or she said she wants input, but she, you know, can't do that. It's not going to make her money. She needs to stick to her goals. And her husband like redirects her and is like, no, I'm keeping you accountable. You need to do this. That is basically like subscribing to the idea that being feminine means just like lying back, doing nothing, resting, being lazy, being less productive. And it doesn't. It doesn't mean that. Being feminine, being in your feminine energy, even like your feminine work energy, to go off of the example this woman was talking about in this podcast episode, it does not mean doing nothing. It does not mean being less productive. It actually will catapult your productivity like nothing else you've ever done before, because you are working with that feminine side and bringing more balance into your workflow. And it is so powerful, especially if you are a woman. Being in your feminine energy, especially during work, it just means that you handle your productivity differently than the typical male-dominated 9-to-5 culture tells you to in order to win, in order to be a boss, okay? The 9-to-5 workday was literally built around and for men. Back in the day, when the 9-to-5 work schedule even came to exist, women were not in the workforce, right? The men typically worked and women stayed home. This came about like around the time of like suffrage, and there was a lot of shifting coming, but the 9-to-5 workday was structured for men. And then it stayed that way because men didn't really want women in the workplace, and there was a whole lot going on there. And our society is very dominantly built around and to serve men. If you want to go a little bit deeper, it's specifically built to support white men for the majority of things, right? Like, that's a whole other conversation for another episode. But the point I want to make here is the typical male-dominated 9-to-5 way of thinking in our society is killing our feminine lead, our feminine leg up that we have as women to work in the divine feminine, the healed feminine, embodying your feminine energy in your work, in your business. And so I would love to sit down with this woman that was a guest on that podcast and just say, oh my gosh, like, what would happen if you worked in a balance with your masculine and feminine and you're able to get things done and handle shit so much better? Like, let's do that. This is something that I have really come into my own in. It's something that I feel extremely confident talking about. So we're going to dive into this today. Working from the feminine in a man's world. How to work in your feminine energy. Bring in more of that balance and still get things done and handle shit even better than before. This is how you're going to begin to do that, okay? Number one, keep track of your cycles and how you feel. All you need to do is open up a blank note in your phone and just put like my cycles and moods or something like that. Okay. Yes, you can do like your period cycle tracking and period cycle syncing. That there's another episode that I have on this topic where I actually get incredibly detailed and I go over like the follicular phase, the luteal phase, the premenses phase, all of these different phases in your cycle and what kind of tasks and things to do in your business during those times to like optimize your life. So I'll link that in show notes for this episode because it is definitely a must listen. It's one of my most downloaded episodes ever. So yes, there's cycle syncing and tracking that, but also keeping a note in your phone with dates of how you felt and when is huge, because it goes beyond just if you're bleeding or not, or what's going on in your ovaries. It's deeper than that. It goes into being a woman and being on, you know, like a 28 to 30 day cycle versus men who are on 24 hour cycles, which is why the 9-to-5 structure works so well for them and why it was invented in the first place, because men were in the workforce and it's designed to serve them. But for us, we're on this more like 4-week cycle, and yet we're trying to stuff ourselves into the male dominated 9-to-5 structure, and it's just killing us. It's quite literally making us ill. It's bringing dis-ease to our bodies and making us sick. My really good friend Amber, she's Amber Annette on Instagram. I will tag her account. She has this elements method. She has a course that she teaches on it. I'll link that course for you guys as well. I don't get that link from her, but she teaches on how women go through the 4-week cycle of the elements: earth, fire, air, and water. And each element represents a different phase in our monthly cycle. And a lot of the time it does sync up with your actual physical like period and body cycle. But you can't know any of this unless you take notes and you notice for like a month to 3 months what's going on with you. So open a note in your phone and take note of how you're feeling. Write down the date. Like, let me give you an example. Today, I noticed a very stark difference in how I feel from yesterday and the past like 5 days. The past 5 to 6 days, I have felt really emotional. I felt overwhelmed. I felt really sluggish. I didn't want to do shit. Today, I woke up randomly. Actually, last night, I started to feel this way a little bit and I set my alarm for really early because I was just like, I think I'm just going to like, kind of like feeling, I want to like wake up early and just get some stuff done. And I woke up this morning and sure enough, I was super high energy. I dove right into my morning routine, kept it super short, went straight into creating a ton of content, editing a bunch of video content that I had made last week and like forgot about. Like I went and got my, I got a blowout. I went to the gym. I was like writing down a bunch of podcast episode ideas in the chair while I was getting my hair done, came in here, sat at my office and immediately started recording. Like I just, I'm noticing from the last few days to today is like wildly different. And if I hadn't already kept track of this, I would have been like, huh, I don't know what's going on, but I just got like a wild hair in my ass and I'm just super energetic. Like, let's go. But no, I know exactly what's going on. I just left the water element phase of my cycle and I'm entering air. Air is when you have high mental energy and you are, your mind, your head, that like air part of you is just on. So I know that and I have it marked in my calendar. So I know I can plan on that. This is the phase of my cycle where I am creating the most content. So number one in how to work in your feminine and win because you're working with your feminine being, keep track. Keep track of your cycle. Keep track of your moods and your energy levels and how you feel and the dates you feel them on and start to notice the pattern. Once you get the pattern down, you can mark things off 4 weeks in advance in your calendar and know, okay, I'm not going to worry about creating content this week because I'm in water and I shouldn't be doing any of that. Water is for processing emotions and going, this is an input week. This is when you're journaling and napping and just being really mindful and present, spending extra time with the kids, just being. Now I'm in air. This is content creation. I have a 4-hour recording block scheduled at the studio for later today. And I came in my office to record now, even before that, because I have so much in me, right? This is air for me. And then after this, I will go into fire in my elements and my cycle, and then earth, and then back to water. And it's all here to serve us. Okay. Step two, and how to work with your feminine, bring in more balance and be hyper productive still, okay? Not even like, I want to say something about that too. I'm saying that because that's the verbiage that you all want to hear, but being hyper productive is honestly not my goal. I want to run my business. I want to make a fuck ton of money. I want to make a fuck ton of impact. I want to get shit done. I want to feel good. I want to run my company. I want to be present in my family. I want to be a person that's growing. I have big dreams and goals, but it is not to be hyper productive. Okay. Okay. Step two, capitalize on high energy days to cover you during the low energy ones. So this is when you would be like, okay, I know I'm going to be feeling, and I'm going to be in my luteal phase, or I'm going to be like in air, however you want to track your cycles, whatever resonates with you. Do all of it, do one thing, do none of it, whatever you want, whatever floats your boat. But let's say you're like, okay, I know I'm going to be really high energy next week. So I am going to plan on creating a bunch of content, or I'm going to schedule a bunch of podcast interviews. Or if you're not a business owner, I'm going to schedule time to meet up with friends and just really have a lot of opportunity to talk and share and connect because I know I'm going to be in the mood. You are capitalizing on high energy. Then what you're going to do is actually step three, planning ahead. Like, okay, so batching your work on those high energy days. So you are you know your capital, you know you're going to be high energy, you're capitalizing on that and you're batching your work so that when you go through the water element, you go through PMS, menstruation, whatever your low energy days are, you have content already created, you have work already done, you already took the kids to the orthodontist, you already had friend time, you already did all of the output stuff. So now you can input and you batch, you got it all done so it can carry over in your input days because you are not made to be outputting all the time. And that's really like step three, planning ahead. Plan ahead of high creation energy days. Block out those days so that you can batch that work, prepare for yourself, support yourself. Friends, this is what it means to be in the feminine and be working. This is what it means to be in the feminine and run a business, run a family, run your life. You are connected to self. Men don't need to do this as much. They're on a 24-hour cycle. It's pretty cut and dry, pretty black and white. Women are so much more colorful and complex. Own that. Be in your energy. Be in the feminine. Respect the cycle. Respect your moods and emotions and feelings. Respect your body. Respect the cycles. Work with them. Don't push through them all the time. Of course, there are some times where it just is what it is. You know, I get that. But for the most part, like, let's work with our cycle. Let's work with our moods and our energy levels. Let's be in partnership with our bodies and our energy and our minds. That is the power of the feminine. And when you suppress that to make things happen and be in that 9-to-5 male-dominated societal culture, you are harming yourself. And worse than that, you are robbing the world of what makes you feminine. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's me, or you can search Ali Casaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alicasaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.